KJAN Sports.
And at 7:22, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes close their regular season at home today against Nebraska. The Hawkeyes enter with a record of 7-4, and coach Kirk Ferentz wants a small but impactful senior class to win its final game at Kinnick Stadium.
You know, they've been through some tough times. Those three games that we lost, that was a difficult period. Because there's a lot of what-ifs in there every time you lose a game, you know, this play, that play. So, you know, to take your focus off that and put it forward, that's really the challenge. And it's a challenge in life, too, when you go through rough times.
Ferentz says the dual-threat nature of Husker freshman quarterback Adrian Martinez will be a challenge for the Hawks' defense.
They've got design runs, designed options, those types of things, and then also he'll pull it down and go. So you really have to respect that part of it. And he's done a good job throwing. He's got good guys to throw it to. So, yeah, that's a big part of it.
Ferentz says the Husker offense forces you to defend the entire field.
They're going to utilize the entire field, and that's run and pass or, you know, just kicking the ball out there. And they've got good guys to kick it out to. So, you know, they're really a really dynamic and a really diverse offensive attack. It's going to be and they run a million plays. That's the other part, you know, over the course of a season now. We've got 11 games on them. They got a lot of plays in their playbook.
Pre-game for that is at 9 o'clock this morning. Kickoff at 11 right here on KJAN. Nebraska fired coach Bo Pelini in part because beating Iowa wasn't good enough. The Huskers canned Mike Riley partly because they weren't good enough to beat the Hawkeyes. New coach Scott Frost will get his first crack at Iowa today in the bordered rivalry that has blossomed into something of an annual referendum on both programs. A Dubuque man will be honored as a hero during the Iowa-Nebraska football game today. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
University of Dubuque assistant women's basketball coach Justin Smith was named to represent our state at the Heroes game. He is credited with quick action to pull over the team bus after the bus driver had a medical issue and passed out while driving. Smith pulled the driver out of the seat and was able to stop the bus after it hit the guardrail. Smith will be honored during halftime of the game at Kinnick Stadium. Smith will be joined on the field by Brian Thurston of Omaha, who will be recognized as Nebraska's 2018 Citizen Hero. I'm Dar Danielson.
And Iowa State closes out Big 12 play at home Saturday night against Kansas State. The Cyclones are coming off a loss at Texas, but with a victory would set a school record for conference wins in a season.
There's certainly great things to play for. There's be great to be, continue to be playing meaningful games, and it's important to play, and I think that's probably the most important thing. And, you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may to tell our story at the end of the season.
Coach Campbell says the Cyclones need a better start this week on both sides of the football.
You know, when we're playing good, I think we all know what that looks like and feels like. And, you know, when we're not playing good, we know what that feels like too. And I really think for this team, there's a flow. And that doesn't always mean scoring points, and that doesn't always mean, you know, three and outs on defense, but there's a flow to how we're playing. And I think getting into that flow is really important for us.
Campbell says a good rhythm is important with their style of play.
We're a team that lives like that rather than a team that's going to try to run as many plays as we can and score as many points as we can. And defensively, you know, leave our defense, you know, at times out to dry. I think we're trying to work together to get that rhythm of the game the best way we possibly can.
Kickoff for that game is at 6 p.m. on Saturday. In the NFL action, Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, and the New Orleans Saints moved to 10-1 on the season by slamming the Falcons 31-17. Dallas has pulled even with Washington at 6-5 after Amari Cooper's electrifying performance led the Cowboys to a 31-23 win over the Redskins. Chase Daniel set single-game career highs in all major passing categories, and Eddie Jackson returned an interception for a touchdown in the second straight game to lead the 8-3 Bears to a win over the Lions in Detroit by a score of 23-16. That is a check of sports for this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.